is famous for the tune that is used, the famous tune. In addition, one other interesting aspect to the Kina is the language of the refrain of Betzesim Mitzrayim, Betzesim Yerushalayim. And what's interesting is that it's written in a personal Betzesi, when I left Mitzrayim, when I left Yerushalayim, as opposed to either a more distant, when the plural, past plural, that many people left, when they left, the Jews have passed, or even the communal we. It's written in the personal I, when I left Mitzrayim, when I left Yerushalayim. And this is unique in the sense that it's really supposed to reflect on a personal experience. In addition, this kina is limited in its historical relevance. A lot of times, many of the kinos have a historical relevance, and this one is almost ahistorical. One interesting note is in the paragraph about Moshe and Aaron, where they juxtapose Moshe and Aaron to Nebuchadnezzar. You would have expected the next person referenced would be Titus Arasha, but rather it's Andrenos Caesar, which is Hadrian, and the art scroll footnote even just makes a point to allude to this. This is really the wrong person to be referenced. So seemingly something is interesting in this kina, that it's really not historically relevant as opposed to many of the others. So perhaps the reason is the two go together. Why is it written Betzesi in the personal, the very personal I left Mitzrayim, and also the kina is laden with imagery as opposed to having more of a historical relevance. So many Jewish holidays, you have experiential mitzvos, you shake a lulav on Sukkos, you give mishloach manos on Purim, and these are just supposed to remember an event. You're not supposed to re-experience anything. On Sukkos, when you sit in the Sukkah, you're not supposed to pretend as if you're in the Midbar. When you give mishloach manos on Purim, or you read the Megillah, you're not supposed to think, right now I am going through the salvation of Haman. You're supposed to reflect on it and remember it. But it's not supposed to be something that's supposed to be internalized to that level. And this is true of almost all Jewish holidays except for two, and those are Pesach and Tisha B'Av. On Pesach, the first thing we do at Magid is we pick up the matzah and we say, Halach Ma'anya, this is the bread. This is the exact matzah. We eat maror, and we recline. There's a chiyuv haseba. These mitzvos are supposed to make us feel certain things as if we're going through the motions that the Jews went through when they were experiencing that holiday. It's more than just remembering. It's supposed to have us remember through reenactment or by and re-experience these events. And so too on Tisha B'Av, it's different than any other remembrance of a Chorban that we just fast, but here there's additional things. We don't only fast, but we eat the food of a mourner. So why is it that we're supposed to feel, we sit on the floor, we do things that are supposed to experience, not only to remember, but to re-experience the events as if it went through the Jews. So perhaps that's really the reason why this kina is written Betzesi in the personal I. It's supposed to make us feel as if we are going through these things right now. We're supposed to feel as if we left Mitzrayim on Pesach, but we're supposed to also feel as if we left Yerushalayim with this terrible Chorban. And so why is it these two holidays, Pesach and Tisha B'Av, that we have to have these feelings? So perhaps it's because of the nature of these two feelings. A feeling of exalted, of a king when you left Mitzrayim, and the feeling of a korban when you left Yerushalayim. Rev Ashri has a tshuva in Tshuva Simonakim that the Jews wanted to know, do you still make the bracha of Shelo Asani Eved in davening every day? Because I feel like an Eved. And Rebbetzin Farstein, in her book Hidden in Thunder, has a whole chapter dedicated to questions of this nature. People ask, how can we say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin in the ghetto when we don't feel special? How can we sit at a Pesach Seder? They asked, is there a Chiyuv HaSeba on Seder night? And she has a whole chapter dedicated to these type of questions. And that's why on Pesach, for the Jews of the Holocaust, it was so hard for them to experience the feeling of Chayrus, yet they had a Chiyuv. And I think it's similar to, for us, it's very difficult to feel that Tzeisi Mirushalayim, that I left in the Korban of Yerushalayim when everything is fine and peaceful. So perhaps that's just something to think about when we read this kina, how it's supposed to be a personal, internalized message of Korban, and that's why we're sitting on the floor. And to think about the imagery that's supposed to invoke these feelings.